Well, James McHugh, delighted you could join us this afternoon. And well, the All County Football League season is up and running. We've had four round of games now, and what do you make of it so far?
We find it very enjoyable, Tom. You know, there's no question about it. I suppose maybe the good weekend that we had last week, the weather, everything adds to it. There's, you know, maybe it's taken probably a bit of a trend at the minute. You've seen St Michael's, Kilcar, Glentish, and Kinnegy Door, and Unions are still knocking about in that area. Probably the stronger teams. Then you have, you know, Malin are there still to get off the mark. But you know, there's a long season, and I don't think teams are panicking at the minute. But I think there was a lot of I think a lot of people are glad just to get back to the club scene.
Yeah, and the good thing about it is, and I suppose the CCC have to be complimented. We seem to be going to, we've had four rounds. We're going to get another couple of rounds, and I think Rory Gallagher has to be complimented as well to accommodate it. We're going to get another couple of rounds before May the 17th on the championship.
Yeah, well, Rory would be always very pro club football. But I mean, then if you look at the bigger picture, I mean, it's only understandable. You know, I mean, there's one thing that'll bring players along is, you know, playing club football, and then probably no more so that, you know, the county have a big panel, so there's a number of them players who are not going to get much game time anyway. So, you know, the most important thing of all for them is getting club football. So now it is very good. As I say, I'd be very happy with it. You know, with the league, the way it has gone at the minute. It's great for players to know that they're playing Sunday after Sunday. I think really and truly, that's the only thing. You know, that's the only thing that they want to know.
Hmm. And is there a trend beginning to develop a bit like the Premiership in England, or the League of Ireland, or the European Champions League in rugby, or whatever they call it? We have and maybe elite three or four, and the rest are making up the numbers.
Well, I don't know. It's early days, you know, and it is quite a competitive league. I mean, you have, if you probably look at the stronger teams this last while, I mean, Unions are knocking about this last, you know, 10, for however many years, you know, they're always going to be there about. You've Glentys, Kilcarb, Michaels, Glenswally, you know, you have the normal team. Fidor this year putting on a big push. And I mean, it was great last weekend to see Adrian Sweeney, just in case any of us thought that he had gone away with his remarkable score. And, you know, things like that is brilliant. It's brilliant to see things like that, you know.
Yeah. Anyway. Full round of games tomorrow in Division 1. We'll start with the top game, and we see Fourmaster's got off the mark last week against Dunloe and Rosses Park. They have a new man in, Kieran McBride from Omagh, former Tyrone player, taking on Gweedore tomorrow, which ironically are also managed by an Omagh man, Conall Sheridan.
Yeah, that's an interesting game, because I mean, Kieran McBride, we know the pedigree of Kieran McBride, they're coming from, you know, Omagh, the college in there, and he's done a lot of good work on there. Like Fourmaster's were going through a bad run there. You know, they got a good result last week, and from what I can gather now, the training, that's going very well, and they're very, very happy with him. Gweedore, I mean, you know, as I said the last time I was talking to Tom, if you look at Gweedore, you know, it is only a matter of time, you know, before they come on. With, like, what did we say, they had maybe anything up to 10 or 11 players involved in the All-Ireland final last September, you know.
Yeah.
And their minors are quality players, you know, I mean, their minor championship last year was, you know, it was a very, very good side. You know, I mean, they won it pretty comprehensively in the end. You know, so it is really only a matter of time when you look at the talent that they have at their disposal at the minute. You know, I think he is definitely doing a good job with them.
Yeah, and as I see last week as well, Kevin Cassidy returning for his first game of the season as well. I know there was a lot of talk that maybe Kevin wasn't going to play and that he was going to America for the summer and all that type of thing, but he was back last week.
Yeah, he's a nice addition to any club team. You know, like any club team would play. That's the one thing that Gweedore have. They have power, you know, they have power as well, and they have great leaders. I mean, we only look at the three lads on the senior team, you know, the two boys, Eamon and Neil and Oren Manelis, you know, I mean, quality players. See, then last year's, you know, the number of minors that they had last year who are, you know, more than adequately fit into senior team.
Yeah. And, well, can they, can Fourmaster's make it 2 from 2, or will Gweedore continue their good run?
I think I would fancy Fourmaster's, because I mean, now that they probably see, you know, when they got organised, as I say, they were very late getting organised, and it's hard for maybe Kieran McBride to come in. He probably need, you know, he'll need another bit of time with them, but as far as I can gather, the training and things like that, and it does put a new, you know, it does put a whole new interest into the game.
I am here 7:30 Saturday morning sessions as well.
Yeah. Oh, there's a big push going on.
Yeah. Anyway, St Michael's, I suppose, in many ways are I'm loath to say the surprise team, but really the form team, top of the league on their own at home to Dunloe.
Yeah, I could say that. I mean, as far as I know, I don't think Colum Anthony hasn't actually played this year so far. But a good side. But again, Tom, you know, to be fair to them, have been knocking about the periphery there this last number of years between getting, you know, championships. Probably would have been disappointed in last year's championship, the way, you know, that they've put it out in the end. You know, I would say they probably would have been expecting, you know, after the performance that they had in Towdy. But there's no doubt down at the Bridge they're extremely hard to beat. But again, a good quality side. Have both physical power and, you know, I mean, no more so than, again, if you start looking at the couple of county players that they have, you know, are very, very good players, good leaders. Mm-hmm. And it'll be very, very hard to beat down there.
Yeah, and as you said, Adrian Sweeney kicked 1-9 for Dunloe and Mallon, missed last week. I'm sure they'll be hoping he'll be back in action again tomorrow from a Dunloe perspective.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can any club player that kicks 1-9, you know, you run him on the field, you run him on the field every Sunday. But I mean, it's all, you know, as I say, we don't have to talk about Adrian Sweeney, and we all know how good Adrian Sweeney is, and it's absolutely brilliant to see. You know, it's a testament to himself at age. I mean, I don't know what age he is. He's probably mad. He's probably mad. The other side of mid 30s.
You're being generous to him. I think he's near 40.
I'm trying to be generous to him, but I mean, that kind of a performance, you know, it's actually a credit to himself. You know, the condition that keeps himself up. But I mean, he has always been, you know, classes forever.
And I suppose Dunloe are one of those teams that'll be coming up from Division 2, will be looking to survive, because the general feeling is that they have a very good crop of young players coming through, maybe not enough of the more experienced players other than Raymond Sweeney and Adrian Sweeney and Sean Sharkey and a few.
Yeah, well, they would have, you know, I mean, a good pedigree. I mean, last year's minor team, like, you know, last year's minor team was a good enough team, and all they did get this one or two players. And then the other, I mean, they're no doubt they're heading in the right direction. I mean, with somebody like Tony in charge, I mean, he knows where he's going, he knows where he's doing, he would have the respect of the players, both old and young. And then, as I say, you have a good mix, you know. I mean, Raymond Sweeney has been one of the best club players in the county this last, you know, 10, 15 years, whatever length of time he's playing. And he's still, you know, when you've seen the two Sweeneys leading, you know, there's certainly, there's no question about them, you know, they're going in the right direction under Tony.
But you'd imagine St. Michael's.
I would have to fancy St. Michael's down on the bridge.
Mallon and Ardra, this is an interesting one, because both at the bottom on 0 points after four games. Something has to give tomorrow.
It's a big game for both teams. You know, I mean, I don't think anybody would have expected Ardra to be where they are after four games. But I mean, Mallon are not an easy side. Mallon are not an easy side to beat down there. But I mean, Ardra will be anxious to get points before the. I mean, this is a big year for them, or a big couple of months coming up for them with the fourth spell in the Gaeltachta. So they'll be anxious to get on a one on streak.
Yeah, how do you see it?
I think Ardal won that one.
Yeah, and another big local derby tomorrow. I know there's arguments about which is the big game of the weekend, whether it's St. Junan's and Linswilly or Niamh Conaill and Kilcar. We know your thoughts on that one, but St. Junan's and Linswilly tomorrow in O'Donnell Park.
That's an interesting game. You know, because I mean, I've seen even new units last week against Kilcar and Townie. Like their first half was unbelievable. They were 10 points up at half time against us, and deservedly so, without a breeze or anything like that. They played some fabulous football. Kevin Rafferty, who played actually as good as I've seen him. I mean, that was missing Rory Kavanagh. But then the second half, like Kilcar came back very well at them. But it's a big game. Probably depend a lot on. I don't know what's the story with Neil Gallagher back.
Yeah, we don't know.
I think them kind of games, to be fair, to them kind of games is going to hinge on. You know, I mean, if you take into consideration Neil Gallagher and Michael Murphy, you know, of the player that don't play, it's a massive turnaround.
Yeah, there's a general feeling there. Probably two of the teams that maybe aren't all that interested in the league. Their total focus is on Championship.
It probably would be, but then again, if you were in Townie last week, to be fair to them, you know, Unions, you know, they came to Townie, and they proper very good performance. I think St. Unions is probably one of the most consistent teams, because they probably have the panel, you know, maybe they can sustain injuries. The like of Rory, you know, a lot of clubs wouldn't be able to, you know, to do without the like of Rory Cavan, who unfortunately got injured there, was with the game before last, and Rory was missing last weekend. But I mean, they have the panel, and listen, you know, be looking at it even at this early stage, you know, I think the team that beats them will certainly go well in the Championship.
Yeah, and the final game, as we said, it's Niamh Conaill versus your own club, Kilcar. Yeah. Always, very little between them.
No, down through the years has been a good game. You know, we're probably very similar in, you know, a lot of things. You know, we would have a good, would be coming. I mean, that Glentys had a very good underage team there for a number of years, then probably we came in a bit after them with our minors and under 21s. Very good crop. Normally produces, it's normally a fairly good game, you know, the two teams. So it's hard. No, I mean, both teams are probably happy enough with the way the league has gone so far. I mean, I know, as I say, last week in town, we would be a point, but I don't know how concerned Michael Murray would be about it. Like, at half time, he probably would have been concerned with the performance we put up in the first half. But all credit to our lads, like, in the second half, you know, they really did redeem themselves and came back. You know, albeit we lost, we had a chance in the end to level it. But, you know, I mean, I don't know how overly concerned he would have been with it. But again, no more so than we're talking about early on. A couple of some very good competitive games, even in the league at this stage. And I would think that Kilcar Glentys game now tomorrow, say, we'll be looking forward to that game.
Yeah, and Niamh Conaill dropped points last week away to Guidoor. It probably tells us about where Guidoor are at, because they've been unbeaten up to that.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a game. It's funny, if you were asking me last week, I would have fancied Niamh Conaill, because the fact that, you know, that maybe they haven't, with Leo now and Brick and them training with the club team, you know, it always gives them probably a bit of an advantage. And I mean, along with the players that they have themselves, would be a good quality team. But I'm looking forward to that game tomorrow. Ezekiel Cairn and Niamh Conaill this last number of years has always been a tight enough game. And both teams, you know, will be giving the league, you know, the due respect I think it deserves. You know, you'd be expecting two full teams and a good competitive game.
I know what the heart says. What does the head say?
I think, you know, probably with the way Patrick McBearty's playing at the minute, you know, and, you know, the way that some of our younger players are blending, and like Michael's doing a very good job there so far, you know, I mean, with a couple of very good victories in the league. And I would think we'd skip it, maybe be a point or two.
Yeah, well, that's
get back to one in ways.
That's putting your head on the block. Just briefly looking at Division 2, Termin, I know they were relegated last year, but they're really going well under Paddy McDade this year, and they're taking on Bundoran tomorrow. Yeah. That's the big game in Division 2, because Bundoran are doing exceptionally well as well. They're second.
They are right. Well, yeah, both them teams. I mean, you know, particularly for Termin. Termin are our group in the championship. Termin are going very well. It's good to see teams like that, you know. But from what I can gather, they are putting in the effort, and I mean, it's been proven then. Bundoran have been knocking about this last number of years. Like, there's a lot of good work. Bundoran had a good underage team there about 5 or 6 years ago, and they seem to have taken a lot of that crop of players that have moved into senior. They're physically very strong, and, you know, they're making a good push. The other big game for us around here, we're looking forward to the Killybegs and the Columbus match in front.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that one as well, yeah.
Yeah, it's just going back to old times. It's good to see, you know, local derby, certainly. You know, but I would imagine there'll be a big crowd in front of tomorrow at that. You know, it is hard to beat the old local derby, you know, and both teams are doing, I'm sure, quite happy with the start of the league that they have.
Mm-hmm.
But then, as we were talking about early on, Tom, it's a worrying for Glenfinnan
watching
the results this last since the league started. It's a worrying for Glenfinnan, because, I mean, looking back to my own time, we met them in county semi-finals and quarter-finals, you know, but I mean, I would say that, you know, at the minute they're definitely struggling after having a point after 4 games.
Mm. And they're going to the Banks tomorrow as well.
They're going to the Banks tomorrow, and it's not been an easy place either, because they've worried themselves. I would say we'd like to put a bit of distance there at the bottom.
Yeah, and McCool's are in Fannin tomorrow as well. McCool's, I suppose, they showed good form last year, maybe, you know, early on, and then dropped points at crucial stages. They're clubs that should be up in Division 1, one would feel.
Yeah, you'd think that, you know, I mean, well, you know, there's a number of players. Martin Riley would be, I mean, he there's no question about he's their leader. They're doing very well, but Fannin's not an easy place to go, even though they've Columbus had a good victory down there last week. Fannin's not an easy place to go to get points. And, you know, I would be fancying Fannin for that one.
Mm. And just the final one is St Noel's at home to Clonealey. Clonealey have been racking up good results too.
They have, aye, and St Noel's were very disappointing last weekend. I'm sure you're quite sure that they weren't too happy. So you'd expect maybe up in Mount Charles that there'd be a kickback from St Noel's this week.